Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief for the week of June 29th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Last week, AWS continued its run of incredibly poor decision-making that saw them suing a former employee under a non-compete agreement and achieving the impossible. They made Google seem sympathetic and Oracle Cloud appear to be well worth a second look. It's very clear that the SVP of poor decision-making at AWS was not stopping here. Last week, they had continued this. Highlights included posting and then deleting a blog post about how machine learning can help the cops write more speeding tickets. Way to read the room on that one. Launching a hilariously underbaked no-code service with a potentially sexist name, and more to come on that in a few minutes. And announcing that they had naming rights for a stadium in Seattle that they're calling the Climate Pledge Arena, but will almost certainly become known as US West 3. I dread how they're going to be able to top these this week. Now let's get into the specifics, but before we do, running a business is hard. Your cloud doesn't have to be. DigitalOcean is the cloud that offers transparent, predictable pricing, even for Kubernetes clusters, which you would have thought was impossible. I sure did. You won't need 12 weeks of cloud school to absorb a zillion ancillary services just to be able to SSH into an instance. And although I can't prove it, and it's certainly not in the talking points I've gotten, they are not a leader right now in the space of suing former employees for having the temerity to quit. I guess they're going to have to work to improve that to become truly top of market in everything. But check them out. I'm a fan of what they do. Their documentation is freaking spectacular and well worth a read, if nothing else. Give them a try. You won't be disappointed. Check out DigitalOcean at do.co/lastweek today. And thank you to them for tolerating my ridiculous approach to maligning their talking points. Now, what did AWS get up to last week? Glad you asked. Other than the stuff we've talked about, Amazon Database Migration Accelerator is now available, which is fascinating for anyone who wrestles with migrating databases. Now, MongoDB does win the database migration challenge hands down because it loses data way before you have the chance to migrate it anywhere else. Amazon DocumentDB with MongoDB compatibility adds 16 additional Amazon CloudWatch metrics for monitoring MongoDB op counters, connections, cursors, operations on documents, and index cache hits. Now, what's great is that in the first line of the article, it said, starting today, Amazon DocumentDB offers 16 additional in Amazon CloudWatch. A word was mysteriously lost from this sentence, showing that despite MongoDB's protestations that this isn't true compatibility, it's definitely improving at losing data and then blaming the customer. Two MongoDB jokes in a row. Always fun when that happens. Amazon ECS Management Console now supports custom capacity provider strategy with Runtask. So we launched a great new feature, but, and this is awkward, could you please put it in the management console? If it's not in the web interface, it may as well not exist for a depressingly large percentage of our user base. Amazon MSK provides additional EC2 M5 broker sizes for more flexibility and cost optimization. That's right, you should use higher level managed services like this to have the same decision tree and overhead considerations of running the open source version yourself on top of EC2 instances. Amazon SQS now provides results for the list queues and list dead letter source queues requests in multiple pages. That's right, pagination comes to SQS after only 14 short years. Amplify Console adds support for automatically creating and deleting custom subdomains for every branch deployment. If each of these becomes a complete hosted zone rather than just a subdomain, my preferred database of Route 53 just became a heck of a lot more expensive. AWS Backup and AWS Organizations bring cross-account data protection management and monitoring. Being able to forcibly apply a backup/retention policy across your entire organization is a huge win. I'm frankly kind of surprised this isn't being given more attention, and that makes me worry that that's going to turn into a story of, well, we technically offer it, you should have dug further the next time people complain of data loss. AWS CodeBuild now supports additional shell environments. That's right, CodeBuild beats Lambda to offering a bash runtime. AWS CodeCommit now supports emoji reactions to comments. Truly the release that absolutely no one was asking for and makes everything you do with it just that much more obnoxious. AWS Deep Composer announces the launch of Chartbusters, a monthly challenge for developers to showcase their machine learning skills. Music has long been described as the language of the soul. In this release, developers can now compete with one another to rip humanity's collective soul out through its chest via the power of machine learning. Introducing Digital User Engagement Events Database. Modern marketers look to data to understand their customers to deliver the right message on the right channel at the right time. These marketers require messaging tools that can execute across multiple channels at scale and analytics tools to gain insights from customer engagement. That's how it starts, and it's a great sentiment, but it's hilarious to hear it from AWS, the company of 1,000 misaimed marketing emails that go to every customer multiple times. Introducing multi-region application architecture. The idea of reference multi-region architectures is good. In fact, it is such a good idea that I can only assume it was released because the AWS SVP of bad decisions was too distracted with suing former employees to block it. Have you heard about Chaos Search, the fully managed log analytics platform that leverages your Amazon S3 as a data store? According to the CTO at Armor, a global cybersecurity company with more than 1,000 customers in 42 countries, Chaos Search is a critical piece of our infrastructure for processing tens of terabytes per day of our customers' log data. And at HubSpot, the engineering lead said, we're able to process and analyze tens of terabytes a day of Cloudflare log data to identify and fend off DDoS attacks on behalf of our customers at a fraction of the cost of our previous self-hosted Elk stack. So you can take it from me, or you can take it from them. But either way, take a look at Chaos Search today. Learn more at chaossearch.io. That's chaossearch.io. And my thanks to them for their longstanding sponsorship of my ridiculous nonsense. Okay, here we go into this one. Introducing Amazon Honeycode. Build web and mobile apps without writing code. This is the evolution of the AWS for Everyone leak that's been out there for a couple of years. It's a fantastic no-code slash low-code service that was launched, apparently, before it supported CloudFormation, before it had anything resembling granular access permissions, before it had a narrative around why it integrates no further than four different account or account models, before it offers support past Talk to the Community forum we just launched, before it integrates with any third-party sources for data, before it had an option for more than 100,000 rows per app that wasn't your app just broke and needs to be reworked, before it had a name that wasn't more than a little bit problematic, or before it had a go-to-market strategy aligned with anything targeting users beyond AWS's existing developer customers, a constituency for whom it is very clearly not them. But on balance, hey, at least its user interface is very shiny. Good work. Work from home offer, extended for Amazon Workspaces and Amazon Chime. Cool. They wound up extending how long you can use the free version of Amazon Workspaces or Amazon Chime a while back, and now this hack to the free tier has been further hacked due to these unprecedented times. Please don't grow accustomed to it. But you can continue to use these things for free if you'd like. Track IBM license usage with AWS License Manager. Use the cloud today to track your punch card inventory. This is, of course, a temporary stopgap measure that's pending the release of the AWS 400. And lastly, accreditation models for secure cloud adoption. Multiple accreditation models for secure cloud adoption is designed to appeal to exactly the type of company that this phrase brings immediately to mind. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn on my last nerve. This is, as always, the AWS Morning Brief. And if you've liked this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Whereas if you've hated this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts anyway, along with a comment telling me exactly how many non-competes you yourself are subject to.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.